Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما او الله please increase us in knowledge. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Thank you so much again for joining me, Maliha Mahmood, on Muslim Health Talk. And even though it's Muslim Health Talk, there is more than just exercise and diet to make us healthy, right? There is also emotional health. There is also mental. I, for one, believe mental health, having contentment in your mindset and being at peace with yourself and just the surrounding around you is very, very important for your health. And so today I wanted to discuss, you know, as a Muslim mom and wife, why I am content where I am, why I've found peace, why I've chosen who I've chosen as a spouse, right? And I feel like our young, or even somebody who's been through a relationship and has chosen the wrong person, maybe now that they're thinking of further marrying someone, to kind of give light to what to look for, right? Maybe, not that I have the answers, but just I remember when I wanted to marry someone, right? We all come from a culture, right? And the culture has baggage, of course, right? Islam is the only way of life that has a balanced approach, that has the right way of living on a daily basis. And then when we compare our culture, even though our ancestors are from a Muslim country, when you compare culture to Islam, culture has some of Islam in it, like hosting your family, being kind, being gentle, being loving. That's all from Islam. That's all from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then there's drama and there's unnecessary things that come in our culture that is not Islam. And that is something that kind of pushed me away from wanting to marry someone from my background, right? But my thing was that my parents were very strict, and so they said, this is your choices, right? They need to be from our country. And so I said, that's fine, but I have my priorities. My priority is that my future spouse needs to be, one, Muslim practicing, right? Two, have some sort of education, not only in Islam, but in today's world, right? And then after that, yeah, if he's from the same culture, alhamdulillah, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that when we're looking for a spouse, we should imagine or see this person as the father or the mother of our future child. So I think Islam is very important when it comes to that. So today I have a guest who actually chose a different path, right? So she, I'll let her explain, but she is married to a wonderful Muslim husband who is not from the same culture, and I'm curious to know like how her experience is, what her choices were, and how it's helped her balance her life, and maybe what are the challenges that she's gone through. So assalamu alaikum. So sister, please tell us what did you think about before you chose your future spouse?
Assalamu alaikum all. When choosing a spouse, I always knew that I wanted somebody who was deep-rooted in their faith and that would be able to differentiate between culture and deen, and somebody who would not intertwine the two and give it the same like value. Yes. So, alhamdulillah, I was open to different cultures, meeting somebody with a different cultural background, as I was born and raised here, and have been around many different cultures, and I find them all beautiful, and I see that every different people with different backgrounds bring, different beautiful things to a marriage. So I wasn't very tunnel visioned of, oh, I am this culture and I am going to pick somebody from the same. I've always been open-minded.
I think that's a great way of looking at it, but I have to be honest with you. When I thought about marriage, I thought it would be just easier to marry someone in the same culture, right? You have the same language, you have the same habits, even though just like you, I was raised here, and the person I married was not raised here. He was raised in back home. But the way I looked at it, I said, this will be a lot easier to get along with a stranger for me. So I'm curious to know, what's your experience with, I'm sure it must be beautiful, but then again, it must also have certain challenges, right?
Well, sure, absolutely. It has been beautiful. I am able to now know thoroughly a different culture other than my own. My children are brought up with two separate cultures, and we intertwine them both, the best of both. And we are always very quick to point out, hey, what is culture and what is deen? And obviously, the most important being deen, that is, where we put the most value, time, and effort is, us differentiating and saying, hey, this is what is important. Everything else is a plus if you would like to, apply that to your life. But if you don't, that is more than okay. It is just, it's culture and it's beautiful, but you don't have to adapt it or adopt it into your own life.
I think that's really good because you're able to distinguish the two, right? Unlike many Muslim families that are raising their children in the West or elsewhere, they kind of get lost, right? They kind of get lost, especially when we don't know our deen thoroughly and we don't really make an effort to learn our deen, right? And yeah, we have busy lives for sure. For sure, we have busy lives, but I think after, just being very mindful of my kids being raised with their deen, even though I didn't have 100% knowledge of my deen, I still wanted my children to learn their Islam, and I made every effort. Now, alhamdulillah, I'm able to learn the sacred. I'm a student of sacred knowledge, so I'm able to learn my deen. I've been the student of sacred knowledge the past 4 years. And usually, in order for you to finish and graduate, it takes about 6 to 7 years. So, and this has helped me immensely. I mean, distinguish the two for sure. But I would suggest for Muslim moms and dads out there, when you choose, of course, mashallah, you choose someone who is Muslim. That's amazing. But the work hasn't stopped, right? You need to learn your deen because now you need to be able to distinguish the difference between culture, and deen because there is a lot of stuff in culture that is not okay with deen. It's not accepted in Islam. So another thing I wanted to discuss was drama that comes with culture, right? Especially when you know what's being said and what's happening, and you just know that in Islam this is not accepted. Gossip for sure. It should be something that we should avoid as much as possible. And I know this is a challenge for all Muslim women, probably more than men. So my way of dealing with it is, I have to be honest with you, because I know like how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates gossip, right? How the punishment is so severe, right? If you're talking behind someone, you're like chewing their back, like astaghfirullah, like we don't want to be accountable for that on the day of judgment. And so what I do, because I understand the language of my husband, not just English, but our first language, our mother tongue, I keep myself busy, and I, my sensors, I kind of lower it and mute it and act like I didn't hear it, because that is how I have peace in my home. And that is how I can go on and not allow it to interfere in my life and make me just ruin my life, right? Ruin my life with my husband. So I try to ignore a lot of the drama that's going on. But because I understand what's going on now, in your situation, I think there's a language difference, right? Your husband has a different mother tongue and you have a different mother tongue. And I'm curious to know, because I'm sure you see the drama as well, and maybe even feel it because of the language barrier, or maybe the uncomfortableness, right? The attitudes, even if you don't know the language, the stares. How do you cope with it?
So there is drama. Obviously, there's not a family that doesn't have their own, you know, fair share of issues. But fortunately, it's kind of a
blessing in disguise.
It is a blessing in disguise that we speak different languages, because what happens is that when issues arise and my spouse is speaking to his family in their mother tongue, he shields me from it. He does not communicate in, you know, a common language where we all understand. He keeps it within the family that he's speaking to, the family member that he's speaking to, and he doesn't draw me into the conversation. So ignorance is bliss in this situation. I, alhamdulillah, my spouse is very, very good at keeping me at bay and not sucking me into the family drama. And I do the same. My husband, anything that happens within my own family, he just, you know, takes a step back and moves away, and just, he doesn't understand, and I don't suck him into that conversation. And alhamdulillah, I'm able to squash it and be done with it, and both families then don't have to deal with whatever, you know, anything escalating into something that it shouldn't turn into, because we've squashed it.
I think that's beautiful, especially, I think, but it also takes a husband and spouse understanding their deen, understanding why not just gossip, but other things are unnecessary and disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to actually be on the same page in saying, let's squash that, right? And not pay attention to that, whether it comes from my side or from your side of the family. So again, like, knowledge is key. So sacred knowledge, understanding your Islam is key to this. But it's beautiful that you approach it in that way, because what better way, right? It's not something important. And if we don't, it really has an effect on our emotional state, on our mental state. And we really need to take care of those two in order to have a balanced life, in order to nourish our souls and our bodies and continue and go on and be, look forward to the next day and just want to be okay, right? So this is just a talk I wanted to start to bring, understanding that health is not just about what you eat and what you avoid. Health is not about just about exercise. It's about your mental state. And if this can give light to others who are either in a relationship or looking to find a relationship, Alhamdulillah, right? So I hope you enjoyed this discussion. Inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for a Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.